Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, stinky seats with 50 added popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves
Hey, everybody. Isn't that weird? The Christmas song is so hard to clap along to. But I love hearing the Christmas version every year for the month of December. Garfunkel and Oates are great friends of the show, Ricky Lindholm and Kate McCucci. So, yeah, so you'll be hearing that that version of the song all month long. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas! They've done a little bit of a remodel since the last time I was here. They went with the classic comedy brick. They used to have a bunch of beads that hung back here, and I would always fuck with them. And they were probably like, let's put in something that Doug Benson can't fuck with. A bunch of bricks. It's Saturday, December 2nd. Oh, God, deep breath. Here we go. 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a wonderful life as we know it could happen to you. Only live twice in a lifetime. Cop and a half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2 for the Roadhouse, Sit, Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused, Car, Cynic, and Old Lace in the Old School of Rock and Roll with, I mean, Rock and Roll High School Ties without a face off. Is Space Cowboys. It's time for Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs!
The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on Saturday, December 16th. Doug Loves Movies is at the Improv Lab in L.A. on Tuesday, December 19th, and at the Sacramento Punchline on Saturday, December 30th at 4:20. For all my dates and deeds and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Ka-ka! Wallet! Ted Hansen?
Amazing. That was great. Give yourselves a round of applause. As comedians that aren't doing well like to say to an audience. Just to get any applause going at all. Give yourselves a round of applause. All right. and then they do some shitty crowd work. All right, so guess it's prize bag time. Yeah, that's right. I brought a bag of stuff, you know, stuff that I could get on a plane and bring to Texas via New York City. I went to New York for a week and then came straight here. So it's in a bag that's fun because it's a Fantastic Fest bag from the wonderful film fest that they have in Austin, Texas at Alamo Drafthouse every September. If you get a chance to go, I highly recommend it. Of course, anything I recommend is done highly. So in the prize bag, you know, it's just a bunch of crap, but somebody today is going to win the little bag of toiletries they give you on the plane for if you need plane toiletries. And then this is really cool. It's a bag within the bag. This is a huge laundry bag that was given to me. I got a few of them by a company called, or a group, I don't know what you'd call them, but they're a society, I don't know. But it's this thing called On the Road Again, and they help out artists that are, you know, musicians especially, but comics too, who do a lot of traveling. So this is like a giant laundry bag that I guess the idea is, if I'm on tour, I could take that with me and throw my laundry in it. And speaking of laundry, this shirt is just too fancy to exist. It's from my friends at a company called High Society. And it's like almost like that, you know, what do you call it, like a racing shirt material or whatever. And I would never wear something like this in a million years. So I'm passing that along to another lucky person. Hopefully they're the right size. This is pretty amazing. I visited Cesar Millan's ranch one time, and there were goodie bags included, and I don't have a dog, so I can't really enjoy this thing, but it's one of those things that holds a tennis ball until you, you know, whip it just hard enough, and then it flies out. I don't... See, look at that. It's not really... People are holding their hands up. Boom. All right. So anyway, so that's a fun thing. There's a dog in the house tonight if we want to practice with it. And then I'm trying to save the best thing for last. Oh, pins my face, the Doug Benson pin. And then I went to Camp Flognaw, which is a really fun music festival that Tyler, the Creator, created and does every year. Released the last couple of years in Los Angeles. This one was at Dodger Stadium, but I got, it's a really cute fanny pack. That's an official Flognaw fanny pack with a little doggy on it for some reason. All of this is gonna be someone's to take home or dump in the nearest trash. either way, please take it with you and please, give a warm welcome to my guests today, and they are Carmen Morales, Doug Mellard, and Chad Daniels.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi. Hey, have a seat, y'all. Let me introduce everybody individually and alphabetically by first name, like I do. First time on the show, she's performing here at LOL this weekend, is Carmen Morales! Yay! How's your time been in SA so far?
It's been, actually, I've had a good time. I hear such horror stories. But you guys have been a delight, honestly.
People are out there talking shit about San Antonio?
Listen, don't let me bring up Charles Barkley, okay? He is, yeah, see, yeah. He doesn't like this place, I guess.
Oh, the city?
Yeah, I guess he hates
it. Oh, it's a sports rivalry of some kind, though. Like, doesn't he? No? He just dislikes it? Just out
honestly,
of pocket?
He talked a lot of shit about the women here, and honestly, he's been incorrect. Yeah. I've seen some rad broads here. Good job, ladies. You're doing a great job.
I think so. I always have a terrific time when I come here. Next time I see Charles Barkley...
Tell him he's terrible.
He's going to get a word from me. I probably won't do an impression of him to his face.
You're right. Probably right for that. That's great.
I got to play, if you look it up on, you could probably find the clip on YouTube. I got to play in a celebrity poker tournament one time with Charles Barkley, and a clip, it was one of those tournaments where they go from table to table and the commentators talk about what's going on, and they showed on ESPN, and it was around the time of the World Series of Poker, but this was a celebrity event they do before it, and anyway, I was playing with Charles Barkley, and it's on ESPN, me knocking him out of the game. That's for you, San Antonio. Wait, which one's Charles Barkley?
The one I did the perfect.
Which baseball player is he? No, I knew what I was doing, and it was fun. Yeah, he lost to me like two hands in a row, and on the second one he went all in, so he got knocked out.
Did you slow play it, or what was it?
What?
What'd you have? Did you slow play him, or?
Oh, I don't remember the particulars.
Oh, gotcha. I would have remembered what I knocked Charles Barkley out with, you know what I'm saying?
He was talking a little smack about me.
7-2 offsuit, baby! You moron!
Yeah, I didn't. I probably had a good hand. I don't think I would have done that. I don't think I would have gone after him with shit. Also joining us today is, I'm figuring out the alphabet thing. Your names are all so clustered together. Give it up, everybody. He's here this weekend. Two shows tonight still left to go. His name is Chad Daniels, everybody.
Nothing is happening. They're just clapping that loudly. There was no encouragement at all. They just love me here.
Yeah, you're a fan favorite on the show because especially people listening to the show love it when you're on because you end up yelling at people in the audience.
That's true.
At some point.
Get your shit together
usually.
Now.
What's you're on a tour right now?
I am on a bit of a tour, yeah.
What's it called? Does it have a name?
It's called the Empty Nest Tour. My daughter went to college and she's my youngest, and so I'm out here just trying to make money to pay for that.
While it's ongoing.
Yeah.
So that's right. Really, it's desperate times.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't have anything to do tonight, come back to the late show.
It's going
to
be 4 years of the Empty Nest Tour just changing. Parenthetically, this is the sophomore leg of the tour.
And what was your most recent album called? Because that's a different name.
This just came out, so it's called Mixed Reviews, and it's on YouTube. It came out a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go check that out for free. No big deal, but it's free.
That's probably why you got mixed reviews, because people, even when they get it for free, they still complain.
Yeah.
It's maybe even more so than when they paid.
That is the truth.
Isn't that weird?
I watched this for free.
I can't get that hour of my life back.
Right.
Yeah, well, what did it cost you other than an hour of your dumb life? No money.
Yeah.
It was free.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all right. Absolutely. So check out Mixed Reviews for free on what? YouTube?
YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah. Nice. Speaking of things that are for free, Doug was available today. It's Doug Mellard, everybody!
Hey, guys. Hey, Doug.
And if you see a lovely dog walking around in the showroom today, it's his dog, Penny.
Yeah, she's here at the luckiest Penny on Instagram. Penny, say something, you idiot!
Penny's not really much of a barker.
I just want to say, not only do I hate Charles Barkley, but Tim Duncan is my dad. So, yeah. So, I really love you guys. I got San Antonio in my blood. I don't know what any of that means.
You and me both.
I do know you're going to need a shot of penicillin if you have San Antonio in your blood. Oh, get out of here.
Mixed reviews on that one.
Well, jump in the needle river and see how you like it.
Well, that's a real thing? Needle river?
I mean, I don't think it's called that.
Okay.
But I think that's a perfect description of it. See, I got some nodding heads. Here's what happens. The booers are always vocal, and the people that agree just nod their head. God damn it, let's hear something. See, I'm yelling already.
Yeah. I mean, it just was going to happen. It just was a matter of time. Might have happened in record time, because usually it's in the game part that you turn on everybody.
I'll calm it down, you guys.
I'll calm it down. Of the gates.
Well, thank you to all three of you for joining us. Doug, of course, is the co-host with me of a podcast called Wide World of Dougs. And that is... I didn't raise my hand to get artificial applause. That was the real reaction. Silence, and then six people went nuts.
Confusion.
Yeah.
Followed by two sad woos. Are there any Dougs here? Is there...
No, what? Get out of here.
You're at the wrong show.
But I've been asking at my shows, this is one of the few shows I haven't asked, but I've been asking everywhere I perform if there's anybody named Doug in the audience, and there's always never any Dougs, because I think the name is going out of style.
I brought a name tag in Denver. We used to live in Denver.
Yeah.
Dougs of the Galaxy one time.
You brought a name tag called what?
Guard Dougs of the Galaxy.
Nice. Guard Dougs of the Galaxy. All right, and you left that one at home today? You're name tagless?
Well, yes.
Oh. That's a shame. You could play for him, though, Doug, if you wanted to.
I think I have to.
Out of a Doug ship.
Look at all the people that brought name tags going, you don't have to play for shit.
I should that I'm no Vegas odds maker or anything, but Doug's probably not going to win today. So don't feel too bad. You never know, though.
I beat Sam Levine once by default.
Yeah, because he didn't show up that day.
Yeah.
But buddy, your mic's a little hot. So
had it in my mouth.
Yeah. There was some hearty laughter coming through that thing. All right. Before we play some games today, I would like to do a thing I call Recommendation Nation, and that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend a movie. And you heard the theme song at the top of the show. We're officially in holiday, Christmas, call it what you will, season. And so I'd like to start with you, Carmen. Mm-hmm. If you could please recommend a holiday motion picture.
My favorite one of all time is Scrooged. That's a
nice.
Yeah, that's a go-to. It always makes me feel good, and it makes me want to be a better person. So that's and most holiday movies do not do that.
So it makes you feel weak. Oh, is it gonna be like this the whole time?
That movie, one of the, like, when there was that channel called Spike, I think, they did like how, you know, TBS plays Christmas Story all day and night on Christmas. They did that with Scrooged one year, and I watched it way more than I should have. I really just, like, left it on while I was doing things, and it's a interesting movie. It's, you know, Bill Murray being a real meanie pants.
Yeah,
and
he's so lovable. It's incredible he could do the switch so great.
Right, that's the thing. That's what I guess. That's why he gets away with being such a meanie pants. It's because deep down, and you just have to wait till the end of the movie. But even at the end, it's so funny. You know how, like in A Christmas Carol, like the kids out there on the street, and Scrooge is like, "What day is it? Oh boy, you know, here's a quarter for some ham or whatever." You know, he's really happy and helps people. But in Scrooge, when Bill Murray finds out what's going on or whatever, he beats the shit out of Bobcat Goldthwait. Like, he's happy, but you know what I mean? He beats him up like crazy while being happy. It's so funny how, like, well, this guy really hasn't changed.
So cool, I just want to rip your face off! Yeah, great!
Yeah.
I also resonated a lot with the first ghost, the fairy, because I also beat the shit out of people I love, too. You know?
Right, Carol Kane just keeps socking him in the face.
Beating sense into him. Yeah,
it's adorable. Yeah, it's so cute. All right, so Scrooged. We're out of the gate with a good one. Chad Daniels, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go Die Hard just to have the crowd fight.
That'll win. win him back.
They're with you.
I love it.
Yeah. Everybody.
That surprised me.
Everybody's on board with that. Like, every year now, because of the Die Hard argument, everybody's kind of sick of having it, you know, whether it's a Christmas movie or not. And now it's like any movie that has even the remotest Christmassy shit in it, people sure. start arguing about whether or not it's a Christmas movie. It's really started a trend. But I read something the other day that I really enjoyed. It was a tweet by somebody who I can't give them credit right now. Might have even been a post on Instagram. But here's what it said. Let the thievery be... Let the stealing of a joke begin. Don't quote me on this one, but somebody wrote that if you watch Love Actually and then Die Hard, it's like Alan Rickman is getting his comeuppance for what he did to Emma Thompson. I love that.
That's very funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And they're both Christmas movies, so it's a good, good Christmas double bill. All right, Doug Mellard.
Does the Star Wars holiday special count, or is that not?
It does not.
Damn it!
It's not a motion picture.
There's a documentary coming out, or it might be out now, about the making of it.
That's true.
How about A Muppet's Christmas Carol?
Oh, it's a great one.
Classic. I love that.
This is great. We've got basically three versions of A Christmas Carol. the Muppet one, again, this comes up all the time, but Michael Caine fucking commits.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
He really acts like he's acting with people. Right. And is really, really super into it.
It's fun just to watch for that.
Yeah.
Just thinking about him with yeah. his Oscar prominence going up against these weird Muppets.
Well, that's the other weird thing that happened to him was he, you know, the first time he won an Oscar, he couldn't be at the ceremonies because Jaws for the Revenge was going long,
classic.
Like it, you know, went over schedule, and he's just in the Bahamas because they kept having storms while they're trying to make this shark movie, and he missed winning his first. Thank God he won another Oscar.
Jaws 4 is underrated, though. It's... No, I'm joking.
What a hill to die on. No, the fourth one, it's really... that's when it gets its essence.
It really... Part 4 really... I mean, Jaws 3D was no great shakes either, but 4 really lost people when the shark literally followed a specific family to where they were vacationing.
The descendant of the original shark,
yeah,
I believe.
Hence the revenge.
Yeah.
They just decided to make up how sharks behave and what they're capable of. It's crazy.
It's science.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just too dumb to understand it. But the shark's just swimming around and, you know, Chief Brody's wife's going, he followed us here. He's stalking us.
But yeah, Jaws 4, great Christmas movie.
I got to watch that one again. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. But those are all three. You can't go wrong with those three choices. So if anybody is listening or here today who hasn't seen any of those three movies, I personally recommend you just go ahead and put it on this month or even on Christmas Day. Let's take a commercial break, and then we'll play some games. We'll be right back after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! During the break, we had a lovely name tag selection ceremony, and no blood was spilled, but Carmen is playing for How the Grinch Stole Christina, and Chad is playing for Almost Amy Us. Good one, Amy. And Doug is playing for Everything Everywhere All Cat Once. Good job, Katrina. And wait, what is it again?
Katiana.
Not Katrina, Katiana.
It's Catherine.
Yeah. That's more fun to say anyway.
And yeah, way less hurricane-y, you know?
Yeah.
And way more stand with Ukraine-y.
Stop it, Doug. All right, so... Let's play some games. Our first game today, yeah. Our first game today, I play almost every time I'm in Texas. It feels like an obligation because it came out of a radio show in Austin, Texas. And this game is called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Everybody on IMDb, except for people that are weird and just have 3 credits or 2 credits, most people are have 4 posters for projects they worked in at the top of their page that are called Best Known For. So whatever actor you look up, it'll tell you the 4 things that IMDb's algorithm or that person's agent or whoever runs their IMDb Pro account. It'll be 4 movies from that person's career. I will start saying the movies of a particular individual one at a time. As I go through the 4, anybody can buzz in at any point if you think you know who it is. You buzz in with your own name. You just yell out Doug, Carmen, or Chad, and I'll call on you. Sometimes it's close, so we have to make sure we're calling on the person that got in first. And then you will make your guess, but if you're wrong, if you guess too soon and you're wrong, -1 point.
Don Cheadle.
Okay, -1 point.
Fuck! How cool would that have been?
I didn't even look to see if the first one was Don Cheadle. No, you know what I mean, though. Just jump in any time, but just don't... People make the mistake of jumping in on the first title, and then there's lots of people in every movie, so it could be anybody at that point. So wait till you hear a second title. And unless you're feeling cocky or you're sensing some sort of theme, then, you know, what you do is your business. But whatever point you come in at, first, second, or third, if you come in any of those spots, you get bonus points because you get to guess what the remaining titles in the top 4 might be. For each one of those that are left that you answer correctly, you get an additional point. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I hope so, because we're going to do it. And also keep in mind that IMDb covers movies and TV, so sometimes some TV credits slip in there, even though Doug is only fond of TV, and he loves movies. Okay. Round 1. And if you know it in the audience or have a guess, please keep it to yourself. The first title in this person's Best Known For is Elf. So you could take a chance and buzz in, but I don't think anybody's going to, so let's go to the second title. The Rescuers.
Nope.
Do you know what that is, though?
Nope.
Maybe you'll have kids. The next title from television, Newhart.
Doug, Bob Newhart.
Wait for me to call on you.
Fuck!
Doug?
Bob Newhart.
That is correct!
Oh, man. We suck.
It felt like a trick question.
That felt like such a trick.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Papa Elf.
What's that?
Papa Elf.
Yeah, he's Papa Elf.
Yeah, we get it. You don't have to... We got it. You won.
It's all downhill from here.
Bob Newhart recently said in an interview that that's Elf is his most favorite thing that he's ever done.
Wow.
Because even when he agreed to do it, he knew, he just, reading the script, he knew it was going to be a classic that people would watch every year at Christmas time. Yeah, so good for him, I say.
And he's perfect in that.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good. And then his fourth credit, you get to guess, Doug.
Rescuers 2, The Rescuing. I don't know any Bob Newhart films.
I think the second part was called Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Because they crawled up some guy's pant leg and hid under his balls. No, for his fourth one was another TV appearance, which apparently he had like a story arc or something as a patient on the show ER.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's in his top four instead of the Bob Newhart show.
That's why I was like, what? Not his own show with his name in it and everything?
Well, there was that one Newhart, hence Doug getting the answer right when he heard the word Newhart. All he had to do was add Bob. All right. So Doug's on the board. He's got 1 point, but that's nothing in this game.
Great.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Don't get excited.
Katiana just high-five somebody.
Great. Yeah. It's a little early to celebrate, but it's never too late to celebrate. Here we go. The second round starts with the motion picture Up.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Voice actors?
Yeah. Maybe it's the person who does the voice of the dog, Doug. Squirrel. No, it isn't. Okay. The second title, we're back to TV again. The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Doug.
Who is it?
Ed Asner.
That is correct!
Hey! That's the only person I know.
Did
that
you
movie.
Take brain supplements today? What's happening?
No, I think it's the fact that it's all TV series.
Yeah. We're set up.
Yeah, trash like Doug. He knows his TV shows. All right, so you get two more guesses, two more Ed Asner productions. It could be movie or TV, of course.
Carmen? Yeah.
Oh. Huh? What? Sorry. Yeah, Doug gets to guess two more.
I didn't mean to.
For bonus points.
I'm going to say Batman the Animated Series.
Ed Asner's in that?
He was a voice, yeah, so yeah, it wasn't yeah. that. But
no, that's
yeah.
cool. Yeah, I guess that was my way of saying no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's written right here. No. And what's the other one you want to guess?
Oh, boy.
Or do you have, that's all you have for Ed Asner?
I'm trying to think. It definitely, oh, man. God damn it.
Who did he play on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I don't know.
Because he got a spinoff and it was called That.
I'm going to say RoboCop 2.
I was hoping you knew Lou Grant because that's not on here either.
I definitely should know another Ed Asner movie, but...
Yeah, no, you missed it, this last one, but that, it is a tough one. You know, because he was in... Oh, I've got two titles to tell you.
Ooh!
Yeah. They're both three letters long. Yeah, first one, of course, being Elf.
Oh, damn it, he was Santa. Idiot.
And then the second one was JFK.
Oh, wow.
In which he also played Santa.
I watched Elf 2 days ago.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you got 2 points. So far, but it's still anybody's game. Round three.
Is it?
Starts now. The first title, and this person's best known for, is Last Vegas.
That's not a movie.
Unfortunately, it is. I don't know why it would be anybody's number one on their IMDb, even somebody that was in it that had two lines. But there we are, Last Vegas. The second title, Step Brothers.
Oh. Chad. Mary Steenburgen.
I don't.
Oh! I was really. I thought you were gonna. But you did it. It is Mary Steenburgen! I get up. I like the applause. It gets me up like Tinkerbell.
Oh, man. All
I
right.
I smell a theme.
So you've got a chance here, Chad, to, add a couple of points to your total, because there's two more.
I don't know. What
Mary
she's
Steenburgen.
In. She's in the one with the four titles. Gals. With the lady from Benny and June. This is how I figure things out. I don't know the names of anything. I can just tell you a lot about it. I don't know anything.
You don't know any other Mary Steenburgens?
The Ted Danson story.
I mean, you know, with any luck at all, she'll be in that when they get around to doing it.
Yeah.
She played an integral part of his life. She's a musical genius. Did you know that about her?
I don't know a lot about her.
Yeah, clearly. But the other two titles are Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah.
The one that's like all Wild West set. She got, because Doc Brown gets a love interest. And then, speaking of love interests, a gentleman went back in time to try to keep her from being killed by Jack the Ripper in a movie called Time After Time. Time after time. Yeah, they should go back and make that the theme song for that movie. But
maybe, written by Huey Lewis.
Maybe Cyndi Lauper saw Time After Time and then wrote that song. Might have inspired her. All right, so Chad's got a point now, and Doug's got 2 points, but Carmen, you can still get in this in the fourth round. Who's best known for starts with Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Okay, the second title is Anchorman.
Chad.
Chad.
I'm gonna say Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is correct. Yeah, that was Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. So what other two movies do you think are in there, Chad? If you get both, you could win this thing. If you get one, you'll tie it up. So this is very exciting. You get two guesses.
Well, I would have to think Anchorman is on there.
I would wonder if it was on there, though, what would the full title be?
Oh, my God, this stupid part, I forgot.
Anchorman 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I didn't even know there was a subtitle.
Right?
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
That's what it's called. What's your other guess?
Oh, feels good. I'm going to say the other one. I'm going to go with, I don't know why they'd have this because this is a triple starring cast, but I'm going to say Old School. Don't you groan at me. Don't you groan unless you have another answer that's right.
I bet you they do, but don't ask them
I know
to say.
They do.
But you were correct about The Legend of Ron Burgundy, so you got a point for that. But unfortunately, the fourth movie that they went with is Blades of Glory.
Wow.
Interesting.
I know, really interesting choice. Unexpected, for sure. But maybe people are looking it up on IMDb a lot, because of...
bad it is?
Or just, seeing it on cable or whatever, or just wondering whatever happened to Napoleon Dynamite. Vote for Pedro. Do you yell that out anytime you hear the title Napoleon Dynamite? Because that is quite a life tick. Because people hardly ever mention it anymore, but I love that you're just right there with Vote for Pedro. That Pedro dude shows up in movies and TV shows all the time. He's really good. All right, here we go. We have a tie on the floor between Doug and Chad.
Oh, God.
So just hang out for a second, Carmen. These guys are going to settle this thing.
All right.
This fourth round is just between the two of you. Winner take all. All you got to do is be the first one to buzz in and say the correct answer.
How many points you have? 3 points? Okay.
What happened?
Nothing.
What'd you ask him about 3 points?
I just asked him how many points he had.
He just has two.
Okay.
And you have two.
Yeah, we're tight.
Oh. Tied at two.
Okay.
What do you think? There's a bad ref? What the fuck are you?
I thought I got three for The Legend of Ron Burgundy. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you got one for the Will Ferrell and one more for that title, so that's two.
Okay. What about Mary Steenburgen? Did I get one for that?
Oh, yeah.
See?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I don't want him to have three.
Yeah, I think he does have three, though.
But let's do the tiebreaker anyway.
I think I fucked up.
No. Let's do the tiebreaker.
I think you have three.
The people want the tiebreaker.
You got Steenburgen, and then you got, yeah.
The people want the tiebreaker.
I mean, we could do it anyway, but...
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want the bonus points to go in effect, so if Doug gets it, he could still beat you?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, I do.
It's coming in hot.
Let's go, Doug.
He's all hopped up on Mary.
This
He's
is
ready.
Too exciting. I can't take it. Let me drink from my giant water.
Okay, here we go. For the to break the tie that isn't a tie. Chad's putting it all out there. The first one's a TV show.
Doug.
What is it?
Zooey Deschanel.
That is correct.
Yeah! You girl.
This TV series is ridiculous.
Okay, so now with New Girl, he has tied it up.
Yeah.
And now Doug has to be able to name at least one more
of the three
Zooey Deschanel projects that's in her top four. Doug, what have you got?
I should know this because the girl dubbed me because of Zooey Deschanel. I saw Elf one time on TV and I was like, she's cute, and then that was it. And I was like, what? And she was like, you're a comedian, what if you're on Letterman one day and she's the other guest and you fuck her? And I was like, well, that'd be cool, I guess. I don't know. Thanks for thinking I'll get Letterman.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how about then you break up with me? None of this future stuff.
Honestly, I don't think that's what it was about.
Zooey top four.
Yeah, so you got New Girl, so you need three more.
Elf.
Yeah.
I have to name two more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ.
It's just rubbing it in at this point. Because you got enough points to win the game.
Oh, man. Why am I blanking on Zooey? My girlfriend. Zooey.
Yeah, you'll recognize these when I tell you.
Yeah, I sure will. I know I will.
Yes, you will.
You ready to hear him? No, not yes, man. That's a good reference, though.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, it's 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and The Happening.
Oh,
M. Night Shyamalan's best.
Yeah, that was the scary trees talking to each other.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg going, it's the trees, I think it's the trees. Okay, so anyway, congratulations, Doug Mellard won that game.
Chad should get an assist.
You know, maybe in the record book somewhere it'll say there'll be an asterisk or something. And it'll say Chad really, is a strong competitor who just didn't know when to quit.
Just didn't know when to quit.
Yeah, you had
That's
the win.
How it goes.
The win was in your pocket. But guess what? All you get for winning that game is you get to go first in the next game.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Yeah, not that much.
Sure hope
stake.
These are about TV.
If TV comes up again, I'll be upset, because I don't think it will. It's just that IMDb game. They throw those in there sometimes. I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. All right. But the game we're going to play now is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Woo! So we start with Doug, then we go to Chad, then we go to Carmen, and here's how it works. I will say a line from the advertisements or whatever, the taglines for a motion picture, and you will start with, like I said, we'll start with Doug, and he gets to guess. And if he doesn't get it, then Chad gets the guess. Then Carmen, if nobody gets it, we'll just move on to the next one. Person with the most points after four rounds wins. Here we go. Doug, what movie has the tagline, "There's no place like home for the holiday"? Pretty sure there's an S on there that I didn't write down.
Home Alone.
Incorrect. Chad.
Home for the holidays.
Don Cheadle.
Is it? See, I don't know this, but is it the meeting the? Meeting the Crinkles? Is that a something? You guys all hiss at me, but I know some shit you don't know, too. Just please know that. There's some stuff I know that you can't figure out. But it's the Tim Allen and the
Yeah, lady, Christmas with the Cranks?
The lady, yeah, that one.
No.
Okay.
Carmen, what's your guess?
My guess is Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that's another terrific guess. Those were three really good guesses, but unfortunately, the answer is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh son of a
damn!
Yeah, they staycate on that in that movie, so that's why there's no place like home for the holidays. Nobody got a point for that one, but that doesn't mean it can't happen on this next round. Doug, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. For over 2,000 years, Europe has survived many disasters. Now for the real test.
Vacation.
Incorrect. Chad.
I don't care for this. Europe isn't enough for the real test.
Do you want to hear it again?
Nope. It's not going to help. It's the Santa Claus.
It's just Santa Claus, I think. I mean, maybe in other countries they might call it Santa Claus.
Yeah, like in Europe.
You're talking about the one with Dudley Moore and John Lithgow?
I don't even know I'm talking about anything.
Okay. You just thought the word Santa Claus might be...
I just thought maybe it sounded European.
Yeah. Either way, even if it's the Tim Allen Santa Claus, it's all incorrect. Carmen.
Could you repeat the statement?
Yes.
Thank you.
For over 2,000 years, Europe has survived many disasters. Now for the real test.
Krampus.
That was just like in America, right? Just some suburban.
But Krampus is a European or of European origin.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand what you're going for, but yeah, what's Doug doing over there? Let me say it.
Is it National Lampoon?
Let me say it. How many times do I have to ask you to let me say it? It's National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Damn it!
Man, I thought that too, and then I was like, "There's no way you're gonna do back-to-back." National Lampoons. But then you did.
It's like you don't know me at all. All right, Doug, you're up first. And don't forget, we're looking for exact titles.
Yeah.
No messing around with...
I feel like he was really rubbing it in when he said, you're up first.
You're up, Ian Vacation. No, this is a new one. Ready, Doug?
Yeah.
The Griswolds are on a roll.
Whatever the dumb fucking Vegas movie is, but nobody knows the name of that. National Lampoon's...
Incorrect. Chad.
I mean, I think you just said it, but I'm going to try it again. Vegas Vacation.
That is correct.
Ah! God damn it.
Yeah, they dropped the National they dropped National Lampoon's on that one.
Dude, when National Lampoon thinks your movie isn't going to be funny, it sucks.
They went in a different direction and didn't put the Nat Lamp at the beginning of that one. But
they did that just to screw with this game, dropping that.
I think so, yeah. It really worked out. All right, so Carmen gets to go first.
Okay.
On this next one, it's the final round, so it's your chance to tie it up with Chad, Carmen. And the tagline is, what could go wrong? Question mark. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? It seems like so many things. So many things could go wrong. Home for the Holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent guess. Incorrect. But I like it, though. If creative and smart guesses were what we were doing here, you would be killing it.
But, you get credit for putting name on your test.
Doug?
I guess there's another one of those movies. Viva Rock Vegas. I don't know. I know it's not that. I'm just being an idiot. I don't know.
I wish you'd go on Jeopardy or something. Just take back your answers as you're saying them. Chad, have you figured this one out?
Well, I'm just going to guess National Lampoon's Vacation.
Incorrect.
Holiday Road.
Yeah, I think they used that song in the beginning of this one, too, like kind of as a tribute to the movie that they were rebooting.
Oh, shit. Because
this one's just called Vacations.
Which is what I said on the first one. Damn it.
It's Chad, you did it. You're our winner.
Oh, thank you. That,
of that game.
I feel like a winner. Trust me. That was pure domination. You saw it.
Yeah, no, I did. You're the only person with anything on the board in that game. But the question is, I have to come to you and say, I've got a tiebreaker. Do you want the other people on stage to have a chance to catch up and tie you?
Let's flood the ring. Let's go.
Okay, now this one... This one is tiebreaker style, so just yell out the answer as soon as you know it.
Okay.
And you can guess as often as you like. First person to get it right, get the first person to say the correct title gets the point. Every
National Lampoon's Vacation.
That is correct.
You know it. You know who came to dance, San Antonio? Who came to dance? Turn your radios down in your car. I'm yelling for a little bit.
I had to make that one a speed one because it's just great. Like, taglines are usually not this, right. Like, just laying it out. I mean, his name's not Chevy Chase in the movie, but anyway, it's every summer Chevy Chase takes his family on a little trip. This year, he went too far. Because he goes crazy at the amusement park.
Oh, that's nothing to be proud of, Rusty. 50 feet.
Yeah, and that the one that's just called Vacation is Ed Helms plays
right.
A Rusty yeah. grown up, right, and he yeah. takes his family on a vacation, and really disgusting things happen. Like, you know, if your name is Griswold, stay home, is the bottom line. But congratulations, Chad. You won that game.
Thank you so much.
So deserved.
Thank you so much.
And you know what that means? It means you get to go first.
Okay.
In our final game.
All right.
Which Sam Levine points out all the time is not necessarily an advantage. But we'll sure. find out how it works out for you right after this break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Woo!
We got one game left to play, and it, of course, is a big one because it not only determines the winner today, but it also is, you know, pretty tough. Pretty fun, competitive game that I call Last Person Standing. Doug loves it because, as you can see, he always knows lots of credits for every actor.
I memorized IMDb before I came here.
You did?
The whole thing. Clearly I didn't.
But that'd be cool if you could have it like inserted into your brain or something. The entire database. Yeah, or like that movie with ScarJo, Lucy. Where they made her really super smart and then she ended everybody. Okay. Here's how this game works. We're going to get the names of three. I call it Last Person Standing because I like to. It's all women all the time now. So I'm going to get the names of three actresses. And I'm just going to say it right now. If you say ScarJo, I'm going to jump over the table. She gets mentioned a lot. But anyway, we're going to get the names of three actresses from your three lifelines. So hopefully they've really looked you over and thought about and listened to what you've been saying today. And they might have an idea of a name that might be helpful to the person they're playing with or that you're playing on behalf of. And once we get those three names, then the four of us, because I play along on this one, are going to take turns naming movies that those three people were in. You know, each time it's your turn, you can name a movie that any one of the three of them are in. And if you can't think of one, you'd be out if it weren't for your lifeline, who you can go to once, and again, it's the person whose name tag you picked. You can go to them and say, please help me, and they can give you one title, and you're back in the game. But then you probably lose the very next round.
Can they help you, like, emotionally, too?
Yeah, and just, you know, all throughout the game, just anything anybody's, you know, any guesses could help because gotcha. Of sequels, prequels, and bullshit. All right. So, Carmen's person that she is playing for is Christina. What would you like to suggest? Name an actress, please.
Anyone said Kathy Bates recently?
They haven't said Kathy Bates recently, but even if they said it every show, I would allow it. Because I love Kathy Bates. All right. Chad.
Yes.
Your person is Amy from Almost Amius. What would you like to suggest today? Anna Paquin? There's no way anybody's gonna.
If you.
Are you really trying to help Chad with that? Now.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love they sized this group up and they were like, Anna Paquin, Kathy Bates, let's go.
The scores have been 0-0-1 in all the games. And you're throwing out Anna Paquin?
Yeah, Oscar winner Anna Paquin has been in massive blockbusters.
Still!
It's true. So I can only think of a few because, you know, she spent a few years on that.
I've got like 22, TV maybe show. 23. Maybe.
There's no way. There's no way. All right. We'll revisit Anna Paquin in a second. After we see what kind of what cat's got in store for us.
Jennifer Lopez,
now we're talking.
All right.
Wow.
Chad didn't like it.
I mean... Oh my God, is she in a bunch of TV stuff? Is that why you picked her?
Who, J-Lo?
I know she's not.
Oh, okay, I see. I didn't get the joke. Okay, so let's do this. How are you feeling, Carmen, about these three names?
What's sad is J-Lo's probably gonna be my best bet, but I mean I know
that's fair.
I know like a couple Kathy Bates movies, mm-hmm. So
we'll see. But let's just go through. Let's start with you, Carmen. Would you like to keep or reject Kathy Bates?
I would like to reject it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Christina.
Christina,
yeah.
What do you got for a second choice? Angela Bassett? Probably not too much better. Okay, we're back to Kathy Bates. All right.
What You only like old bitches? What's going on, man? I'm obviously 80s, 90s bitch, you know?
Oh, my.
Chad, of course, absolutely doesn't want Anna Paquin, I'm guessing.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
I mean, she's done great work from what you've just said. So she should get some credit. I'm just not going to pick any of her movies. But I don't care if we do that. That's
okay.
Fine. Yeah, let's keep her.
All right. I just don't want it to be, like, you know, too short of a game. But I also don't want it to be too long either. So
out of those three,
at this point,
I know
I'm feeling
one
good.
Movie for sure.
Oh, you'll last at least one round is what you're saying.
Yeah, big time. And then I got Amy for another one, and she doesn't own Anna Paquin movie, I'm going to lose my mind. I will lose my mind if you don't know one.
He's going to jump through the
top.
It's like when you let a little kid play cards with you on Thanksgiving, and they keep being like, they keep grinding the whole time, and so they run the show, and then they suck at cards. I'm just telling you, that maybe wasn't a great example, but you need to know an Anna Paquin movie.
I mean, I would never stop laughing if somebody set you up like that and said Anna Paquin, and then when you go to her, I don't know any Anna Paquin.
And then
I just like that show True Blood.
And then throwing stars her sign up here right at me.
Yeah. Amazing. But it's, you know.
Oh, I just thought of an Anna Paquin.
Oh, perfect.
I want to go first.
All right. I'll try to knock off some Paquins I'll get some Paquins out of the way if I get the chance. All right. So, Chad won that last game, right? So we'll go Chad, Carmen, Doug, then me, then Chad, Carmen, Doug. And go ahead and start us off, Chad, with a film that has Kathy Bates, Anna Paquin, or J-Lo.
I'm going to say Waterboy.
Okay. Oh.
Isn't she the mom in that?
No.
It's Kathy Bates, yeah.
Kathy Bates.
And what?
Isn't Anna...
What? Did you say Waterworld?
Waterboy.
With Adam Sandler? Kathy Bates is the mom.
Because isn't Anna Paquin a cheerleader in that?
Kathy Bates isn't Waterboy, but I just heard Waterworld, and I was like,
Kathy Bates is Kevin Costner's dad in Waterworld.
Remember, that's where he got his web feet from? I can't believe, you know, it was such an emotional scene. I can't believe you don't remember that.
Waterboy, yes. Yes, she has that. She and Adam share the same crazy accent.
Yeah. All right, Amy, get ready, because I'm out.
Whole movie. That was it? That's your whole... Okay, Carmen?
Misery.
Yes. Excellent. She won the Oscar for that one.
She deserved it.
Right?
Everybody was scared not to give it
to her. He didn't deserve shit. He just laid there the whole movie.
I know. She's the one breaking motherfucking ankles.
Couldn't get out of bed. Doug?
X-Men.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was referring to when I said that she's been in blockbuster motion pictures.
Yeah, so I knew that, but I don't know all the rest of the words
right,
you have to say
I know.
After that.
It gets tough after that. I fucked up in a game of this recently because when I said an X-Men movie wrong. Or no, I said it right, but somebody convinced me I was wrong. Anyway.
Do a hard one. Yeah.
Okay. Anna Paquin won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for The Piano.
Whoa. Yeah.
She so sure did. Who doesn't know that?
Get that one out of the way.
All right. We got about three movies left between three of us.
I'm gonna say Titanic.
Why not?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
She's the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah.
Which is what I call it whenever my toilet clogs.
This is Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, the one Latin broad they let on the boat. That was it.
All right. On to you, Carmen.
I'm going to say Enough had J-Lo.
Yes. She that movie, you're just watching it, waiting for her to say enough. Mm-hmm. And it takes way longer than it should, but then she really goes to town.
It's almost as if she took too much.
And you're a femme fool.
I don't want to hit no more.
Yeah.
Stop hitting me. That's what they should have named it. Stop hitting me.
That would be a way better title. Then enough. Doug?
I'll say Out of Sight.
Great classic J-Lo. She's got a great trunk scene in that movie.
And Don Cheadle's in it.
That's true. Finally.
He brings it back, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally, a reason to bring up the Cheeds. Okay, so we got Kathy Bates, Anna Paquin. I swear, I'm already, like, I think I'm done on Anna Paquin, to be honest with you. I mean, I know she's been in a few more movies, but nothing's jumping into my brain. So I'm going to go over to J-Lo and say Made in Manhattan.
That was my next one!
That was my next one!
You're supposed to take the hard ones, not the ones that are on TV.
Okay, how about...
No, don't do another one.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm panicking.
You've done enough, Doug.
I really was resting on Made in Manhattan, so...
You gotta go to...
I might have to go
you're
to...
You're going to Famous?
Almost Famous. But just give me just one second.
Okay, let's give Chad a second while he's thinking.
Face.
I like to,
to see the
thank LOL Comedy Club and... yeah. And the... we got a great staff here. Everybody's super nice. So come see him.
So anyways,
sometime.
Amy.
Okay, we're going to Amy.
Anna Paquin was in Almost Famous.
Yes, she was.
Thank you. That's a great answer.
That's a really great answer.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, Almost Famous.
That's
See, that's why she brought it up, just to do a callback to her own movie that she chose.
That's a little embarrassing sitting up here. Playing for you and not thinking of that.
None of us figured that out, yeah. That's wild.
I mean, when I called on you, I feel like that was a correct answer, so I should get the credit.
Yeah,
okay. Well, great. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Carmen.
I'm gonna ask Christina.
Okay. What do you got, Christina?
Fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Dude, I was so torn, I couldn't remember if it was Fried Green Tomatoes or Steel Magnolias, and I was like, I'm gonna say the wrong fucking one. I'm gonna say the wrong old bitch movie, and then I'm gonna be the asshole.
Yeah, fried green tomatoes.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah. Doug?
About Schmidt. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Kathy Bates in a hot tub, everybody.
Yeah. Hot as shit.
Okay. I think I'm gonna have to go back to J-Lo. I mean, you know the expression, there's always room for J-Lo. that's somebody else's joke, not mine. Okay, for J-Lo, I'm gonna say, oh shit, The Wedding Planner.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that with Matthew McConaughey?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, at one point he accidentally glues a porcelain statue penis to his hand. It's so funny.
Oh yeah, best picture that year.
Okay, I am going to go with, and I'm not sure if this is right, but
I
am
love
going
it.
To go with, it has been great to be here today, I'm out.
Sorry, you. Amy. He really tried, you could see it.
He's sweating.
You could see
He's
the effort.
Really trying.
He really tried. Carmen, how are you doing? Do you have another J-Lo?
I do, Selena.
Yes, of course! You say her name anywhere in Texas, you get a round of applause.
I think you just won.
Doug?
Geely. Or however you call it, right?
Yes!
That's how you pronounce it, right?
It's a very good.
The worst movie ever. So bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's hey, not, it's rough.
You don't have to pad your answer like that. Just say you watched the movie. Just say you like the movie. You got a point.
It's great.
I really didn't know what would happen up here today because I feel like all of you are such hustlers. Yeah. Oh, Chad, so, you're out.
I'm out, but can I just say one thing quickly?
Yeah.
So we have Kathy Bates and Anna Paquin.
Uh-huh.
And we are now on a full J-Lo rotation.
Right.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, J-Lo's just got more, you know, she's like the star of everything she's in.
Right.
Whereas those other two are character actresses who, like, have supporting roles, so it's harder to pinpoint which ones they were in. Carmen?
I think it's X2.
Yes! I'll take it. You know, somebody was on the show recently and tried to convince me that it's called X2 X-Men United. But yeah, it's called that sometimes, but like on the IMDb page, it just says X2. Yeah. Same with the poster.
Don't pretend like you know that.
I did. I date nerds. I did know that thing.
All right, Doug, what are you doing over there? Have you...
X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
I think so. I think Anna was like still. I mean, she was in it for a while. But at this point, I don't know which. I don't know if she dips at some point, or if she's in more. So we'll ask the audience. We'll discuss that at the very end. And I'll just go back to J-Lo and say, Angel Eyes.
Whoa! How did you know that?
Because it's her and Jim Caviezel, that guy that's been kind of...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say no more.
Yeah. Playing Jesus will change you, man. Either makes you better or worse. In case of Willem Dafoe, it made him better. Carmen?
I got you.
Everybody's used their lifelines, right?
No, I still got one.
You still have one?
Yeah, I was saving it.
Oh, shit. That's intense.
Okay. Come towards the light. Come on. Come on.
Now I really want to think of one.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Well, that's not helpful, Doug. God damn it.
I thought maybe it would help you. I thought, like, you know, you'd be like, hey, if you could think of one. Anybody can.
I just thought of like 10, maybe 12.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just trying to get in her head.
I'm still.
And I really liked you, Doug, at first.
I can't think of one. I got nothing.
I think I can't.
You're really done?
Me.
Oh, she just wants random people to be picked from the audience now.
I mean, to, if you said it out loud,
say,
maybe then.
No, don't say it out loud.
I'm just kidding.
Well, we will ask you what you were thinking in a moment, though, but let's go to Doug and see.
Lifeline.
Oh, Lifeline.
Katiana.
The Cell.
Oh, shit!
Nice.
Man, I thought
The
that.
Cell with Vince Vaughn.
I thought of The Cell, and then I didn't remember.
Yeah. I thought of a movie that she made that made a big splash in streaming, and that is called Shotgun Wedding.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
With Josh Duhamel, host of the Buddy Games. I've said too much. Back to you, Doug. Oof.
Selena 2.
I mean, we all pray for it every day that Selena would come back to us.
Oh my God, that was
Sorry.
So funny.
So are you out, Doug?
Yeah, I'm out.
I mean, if I sat here and thought about it a little longer, I could probably come up with a few more. But that was a pretty tough one. But congratulations, Doug Mellard, you're our winner today. Ray's trying to start a chant for you, but it's not catching on because nobody feels like you deserve this win. But we really had fun getting there, and now let's get the bad news. Name movies we missed.
Anaconda
is a great one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Margaret, the squid and the whale.
Who's in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Kathy Bates? Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Dolores Claiborne.
She's all that. Anna Paquin.
Dolores Claiborne.
Kathy Bates. Monster in Law, J-Lo, yes. Ray knows his shit.
Jack?
Kathy was in Primary Colors.
Yeah, J-Lo.
J-Lo was in Jack with Robin Williams as a old boy.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl. She did two.
What an idiot I am.
Yeah.
Oh, X-Men Days of Future Past. See, that's when I always worry I'm going to screw up the title when I say it.
Oh,
but she's not in X-Men Apocalypse. I don't think she is.
No, but Kathy Bates is. She's...
With Don Cheadle, right?
Yeah,
she
took over for Cyclops in that movie.
They have that real intense sex scene. Yeah, it's so intense.
2 days in the valley. Does anybody else know another Paquin? Trick or treat. Anna Paquin's in that?
Who is she in that movie? I just saw it.
She's like a little trick-or-treater. She's like a werewolf or something, I think.
Oh, shit.
They're just making shit up.
Yeah, he's just yelling out. Far from home. That's Fly Away Home. Fly Away Home is Anna Paquin and Jeff Daniels. Squid in the Whale. Who?
We got an Irishman over here.
The Irishman, who's in that?
Oh.
Paquin's in The Irishman. She's in a lot of shit. Wow.
Well,
the piano,
like,
I said a million years ago, but thank you.
We got like 90% of
it. Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
We nailed it.
Doug Miller, what do you want to plug? You get to promote your stuff first because you're our winner today.
Well, I do a cool podcast with a guy named Doug Benson called Wide World of Dougs. Check that out wherever you get your podcast. And I've got a film I co-wrote with a buddy, Joe Ahern, who directed it, and my buddy Dan Riddle. It's called The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood, and it's streaming right now on Peacock and Amazon Prime, so check that out. The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. Katiana, you have to watch it now, because I won for you, so.
Oh, yeah. Let's hand over the prize bag, shall we? There you go. Congratulations. Yeah, there you go. Nice teamwork there. Worked out pretty good. Let's hear it for, this was Carmen Morales' first time on the program. I think that went great for you. How do you feel?
Dumb. Especially after you name some of them, I'm like,
Yeah, it's that game's always that way because you can't think of them all. It's really, even with the top five players, there's always leftovers that the audience yells at us. What would you like to plug, Carmen?
Before I plug, this reminds me of a game we used to play like on long drives where you would have to, but we would bet because degenerates, right? We would gamble where we would have to say a popular Stallone, and then you'd have to go 20 or 17, and you would have to go.
Ooh.
And then whoever we would all put money in the thing, and if you fucked it up, you lost the money, and somebody else would get it. Ooh. So everybody would have to like name a Stallone movie, so you'd have to wager how many movies.
Oh, you're just guessing how many people are gonna know?
No, you're guessing how many movies you can confidently say about an actor.
You can say by yourself.
Yeah.
I
could name 20 Stallone movies, easy peasy, or I could name, 15 Nicolas Cage.
Wait a second.
Ruben.
So
I
you
name
say
15 Nicolas Cage movies, and then he's like,
"Oh wait, I'm having trouble following the rules of this game." So you say, "I can name 20 Stallone movies,"
and I bet $10 that you can't.
I'm saying you just said it.
Yeah.
And you're betting that I can't.
Well, if you said,
follow the thread. Let's say you're the first person to speak,
okay.
You say I can name 20 Stallone movies. Mm-hmm. Then what is the next thing that happens? The next person bids more, or
yeah, if somebody thinks they can name more, they'll go, I can name 25.
All right, okay.
And then if I don't believe you, I go bullshit, and then you have to name all 25.
I see.
All
right.
Of them.
So what's your first bid on Sylvester Stallone movies?
I mean, I think I could do 20.
You think you can?
I do think I could do 20.
Right here, right now.
Right now.
Doug can't do 21, right?
No.
Okay.
Nick Cage, maybe.
I think I could do 21, but I'm not gonna play because I want Carmen to do this. Because Chad, you don't.
Well,
could,
I might be able
you
to
couldn't
get
do
the
20,
one
right?
She doesn't. Maybe. I don't know. We could.
Do we? Can we count?
Do another
all?
Game. Bonus game.
What?
Bonus game.
I'm doing it right now, Doug.
Oh,
what's happening?
I'm just trying to see. We're all excited to hear Carmen. And what's the time limit? How much time do you have?
I mean, at some point, I mean, come on.
3 days.
Get a rep.
Well, yeah. It's for car trips, so I bet you the person sits there going,
yeah.
Like for a long time.
Yeah, once you start spacing, then it's like, all right.
Yeah. But you think you could just rock out 20 Stallones right now?
I think I could get real close.
Let's do it.
You already said 20.
Let's do it. And say them slow enough that we could all yell out the number after each one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Expendables.
One.
Expendables two.
Two.
Expendables three.
Three.
Oscar.
Four.
The Specialist.
Five.
The fucking, stop or my mom will shoot.
Six.
The other one where he blows everything up.
What about those two movies where he did it five times?
Oh, yeah, more. Expendables 4.
No,
Expendables.
No. No.
There's a fourth one?
Yeah. There's
okay,
four.
Seven.
Rocky.
Eight.
Rocky 2.
Nine.
Rocky 3.
10.
Rocky 4.
11.
Rocky 5.
12.
Balboa. Rocky Balboa's a full name.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa.
13.
Rambo.
14.
What
did you do? Hey, Ray, will you stop playing like you're playing?
No.
You really...
Oh, Rambo, first blood!
It was a really good effort, Carmen.
Thank you.
We've run out of time. I'm sorry.
That was great.
What were you trying to tell her, Ray?
The first one is called First Blood.
First Blood, yeah. Rambo. No, there was Rambo eventually. The fifth one's called Rambo, I think. Yeah, just Rambo. Yeah. Yeah, one of them's called Rambo. Anyway.
I should have went with Nicholas
Just
Cage.
Like one of them's called Rocky Balboa, you know? He just has to go back to the
right.
Roots. Yeah. All right. Now we got to go quickly. Do your plugs,
Carmen. Sorry. At the Funny Carmen on all the assorted social media, carmenmorales.com for all your Carmen Morales needs. I just put a little set out on Comedy Central's, featured on Comedy Central, so please check that out. I was also recently in a film called Andy Somebody. It's all right. So if you guys want to check that out, it's streaming for free and all the things. I'm pretty sure it's on Tubi or some shit. And also Amazon Prime, every other place where you could just kind of put a movie up. And I'm in that, so please watch that. And I also got a little special on HBO Max. Please watch that as well.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh, I also have a podcast called Gravy Baby if you guys like podcasts, which it seems like you might.
Yeah, very good. Chad, what would you like to plug?
I could do 21. No. Obviously
I
not.
Rhinestone Cowboy, over the top. I'm done.
Cliffhanger.
I have cliffhanger!
Podcast, Middle of Somewhere, podcast, Pretend Problems. I have a new special called Mixed Reviews. I did two of them in one night, and I'm putting the other one out in a little bit. And, ChadDaniels.com for tour dates. I'm touring all over the place to pay for my daughter's college, so come on.
Nice.
Assassin!
Assassins.
Tango and Cash.
Stop it. We all know Stallone movies. He's made a million. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Douglas Movies. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. Douglas Movies returns to the Orlando Improv on Saturday, January 6th at 4:20. One more time for all of my guests. Doug Mellard, Carmen Morales, Chad Daniels.
Thank you.
And Oscar.
Yeah, I heard you the last time you said. And thank all of you for being here. I love you, San Antonio, no matter what Charles Barkley says.
Fuck Charles Barkley. Fuck yeah.
Carmen, my audience is real easy to get chanting, so be careful what you ask them to chant. As always, well then, kiss me quick before you wake up.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie.